The Traveler's Journal, March 11th. Tinkering with time around the world. Early Sunday morning, clocks across the U.S. will spring forward 1 hour, except in Arizona and Hawaii. The sun's rising and setting may be beyond the power of potentates, but not the keeping of the clock. Once accurate timepieces were developed, the Earth was divided into 24 time zones, each 15 degrees of longitude and 1 hour ahead of its eastern neighbor. While the notion of standardized time zones has been around for over 150 years, local variations are permitted. China, for example, has been declared to be one time zone, even though it actually spreads across five. And Mexico eliminated one of its three time zones. The rules for saving daylight are more problematic. Since the most recent change, in all U.S. states, with the aforementioned exceptions, have set their clocks forward 1 hour the first Sunday in March, and back again the first Sunday in November. Clocks in Mexico and Canada are reset on the U.S. schedule, except for parts of Quebec, Saskatchewan, and British Columbia, which maintain standard time. Countries of the European Union observe a common daylight savings time from the last Sunday in March to the fourth Sunday of September, except for the French, who've always insisted that cows can't change their habits. Few Asian countries save daylight, but many Southern Hemisphere nations do, albeit from October to March. A good website, worldtime.com, can help you be sure. It's always pleasant to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.